Welcome back. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season and a great start to your new year. And I hope you are doing well. I hope that the beginning of this year feels like new beginnings. And even if it doesn't, I hope that you can start afresh. But it's so funny, now that I say that, because I was having a talk with someone about what if you don't want to start something new for the new year? What if you just start when you start? And I think that's a pretty important, I think that's a really important thing to think about. That sometimes we do need the push of something new, but what if we don't? Like, what holds us back? And I know that fear is one of those things that captivates so many of us. And then so many of us are now beholden to fear, which I think is beautiful. And I need them to bottle up whatever that is and sell it. But as this podcast serves for me as an exploration into anxious thoughts and fearful thoughts, as an introvert holding, you know, doing an artful practice as a business, artful in design, practice not only as business, but as also my research practice. That is what my dissertation is essentially based on, not just theoretical framing, but also real world applications of art and design. However, what if you just start when you start? And I think that is the theme for me presently. I think about so many things that I just got fed up with, and it didn't revolve around time as much as it was, I need to do this thing now. But as I've gotten older, I've started to play it safer. And safer does not mean necessarily safe as much as it means complacent. And I think that is such a bore. I think that is such a bore for myself, and it makes me sad because I've painted myself into this untouchable corner that I don't want to be in. And I've allowed life situations to back me up into here and not come out swinging, which is in and of itself its own thing. So I have not necessarily what I call New Year's resolutions, because I don't necessarily do resolutions. As much as I have some goals, maybe tangible, maybe intangible, that I would like to work towards, what I usually do is towards the beginning of the year or the end of the previous year, I would write a list of goals, and it didn't have to be a whole lot, just some things that I would like to work towards. And I tuck that list away. I write them down, I tuck that list away, and then I let life happen. I let life happen and God's direction point me in the way that I go. And then I look back over that list and I check off and see what I've done. And sometimes setting the intention, writing it down, a lot of us will quote, if you are into scripture, Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision and make it plain. And I just kind of let life take this course. And sometimes it's an obstacle course, not necessarily a walking one. And that's okay, because we grow stronger in doing that, even though it's difficult in the moment. But we build up the muscle to be able to take whatever comes at us later, if it's anything remotely close to the dealings that we had when we've gone through our hardships. I think so many of us have just had life come at us hard since 2019, 2020. And we're just all kind of looking for a break. But what if you have to create that break? And so I've come up with a couple of, not necessarily resolves as much as some things that I would like to work towards. And for the second time ever, I created a vision board. I created a vision board about 6 months ago in a virtual mixer that was so powerful. And I really need to sign up for more of those because it brings solidarity and community where you may not physically be able to have that reach. And I don't always have that reach because I live in the middle of nowhere. So I would also like to create, and this is just like me speaking to my future self, I would like to create these virtual mixers and get-togethers because I think community is so important. Safe spaces are so important. You know, thought spaces and bouncing off of each other and just having planning sessions are so important to actually help you in your goals, because someone that you are, you know, intimately may be able to help you get to this thing that you are trying to attain, or they may have tools for you, or they may be like, hey, look, maybe you need to pare down or something. However, a couple of things, one major thing that I have to make happen for myself is not playing small. And that is just the umbrella of a lot of things in my life. So not playing myself down, not playing small, having no fear, and just building in play into my work. So this means shedding structure and restrictions in how I design. I want to get back into designing. I haven't done as much as I would like here recently. Any of you who are just inundated with work, especially like business or, you know, a 9-to-5 or schoolwork or grad degree, you know that you don't always have the liberty and the free time to do the thing that you want to do. And I think about, like, again, being not even 6 months removed from my doctorate, that time was spent working, hauling ass to write papers and, of course, trying to get published. And teaching, oh my gosh, the amount of course loads I've had to teach, which is fine. And I was able to take classes that did explore my design brain in a different route. I took some industrial design courses that were absolutely amazing for pushing myself beyond what I was doing at the moment, because so much of what I was doing then was reading very heavy books, theoretical papers, writing these things, and I needed to build in play into my course load. And I want more of that now that I'm not tied down necessarily in the way that I was before with due dates and so on and so forth, and with the same weight, I suppose. But I look at how I have gotten into so many different design and artistic avenues, and my dream is to merge all of these things. And I've been asking myself, what's stopping you? You have damn near all of the materials. What is stopping you? Why not just pull the trigger on it, so to speak? And and the other day I was walking through my room and this voice just said to me, you forgot who the fuck you were. sorry for that, but like, it just kept going on, like, you have forgotten who you were. And that was so funny that happened, because yesterday I was listening to Tabitha Brown talk about her, and I think the video that I watched was a couple of days old, but she was talking about her 6th year anniversary of her going viral. And so let me put a pin in that for now, or for like this moment. She celebrated the anniversary of her going viral. And so much has happened in that 6 year span of time for her. But the fact is, she allowed herself to celebrate, like memorialize this date that meant so much. That was a pivotal moment for her career. Not saying that she didn't have amazing things going on before then. Obviously she did. But she allowed herself to celebrate. And that makes me think about myself and things that I've said in previous episodes where I haven't allowed myself to memorialize these pivotal moments for myself. Crazy thing is, so I received my graduation photos. I've never gotten professional graduation photos for any of my degrees except for my doctorate, because I thought to myself, this is going to be a cool way for me to highlight one of the most momentous parts of my life. And I couldn't decide on any of the poses because I wanted everything. I wanted every single shot that I had. And I think the packages were only like up to 4 or 5 poses. And I was like, no, I need to have the moment of me walking on the stage, of the moment of my advisor hooding me, the moment that I got with my advisor coming off. Like, I needed every single thing. And so I had to order a DVD or CD-ROM or what have you. And I thought that was so funny that they sell them in that format, because nobody has optical readers anymore. But funny enough, I do. And I had to buy one years ago when I had a computer that didn't have one. So I've just held on to it. So I bought the entire disc with all of my poses. And I have yet to open it. I haven't even taken the plastic off of the case. And it's a shame on me. And so I thought about that, like, oh crap, I have my photos and I need to print those out. Actually, I've started creating a little mini album for myself to look back on things, that highlights that have happened over the years. So anyway, Auntie Tabitha Brown is talking about this pivotal moment in her career, and she was going through, and I think about how she was just being her natural self, and who knew that anything was going to come of it, but she celebrated it nonetheless, and she was authentic about it, and she's been able to express herself so much. And I want that. I want that. Not that I envy it or I covet or anything, but I can too celebrate the small victories, the big victories, the really big victories. Even though I'm a private person, even though I'm an introvert, I don't have to like scream it from the rooftops, no. But I can have an intimate moment where I'm very proud of the things that I've done, and I don't want to hold any of that back. So with her telling her tale, it made me think about some of the things that I had gone through in undergrad, some competitions I had won that were like pretty big winnings for me. And I actually got online and talked about it, which is crazy because I haven't talked about these things in ages, in years. But it meant so much. It meant enough that I was just like, you know what? The veil has to come off. And I need to celebrate myself. There can be no fear here. You know, I like to see other Black women win. And I think it helps us when we can see ourselves in the situation that we may aspire to be in. So if you don't see people telling their story about how something may have been difficult for them and they overcame it, not only overcame it, but like crushed it, then you are not going to have the encouragement to go about it yourself. And so I think about people who have been telling their stories, and I'm like, hey, I got stuff to say as well. Why won't I? And it doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be a production. And I think that's where the disconnect is for me, is that things have been, I have to make them into a production. No, it doesn't. That's the beauty of podcasts, is that they don't have to be all these frills and thrills. You can just get on here pouring your heart out. And then if you felt like you overshared, cut it out. Cut it out. So my overarching umbrella thing is to not hold myself back. Show up authentically as who I am. Because that's all I can do anyway. That's all I can do. And explore. Explore everything that I'm into. And it's so funny, speaking of exploration, because I don't really like to, well, I won't say I don't like to. I think I mentioned in a previous episode that I would not call myself the thing or a thing, even if I did said thing. I wouldn't call myself an artist, though I've won. I've won things for being an artist because it felt disingenuous. I wouldn't call myself a designer, but even though I'm a professional and researching designer, I couldn't name myself a thing. And so I was struggling the other day because I was crocheting something. And I was just like, am I a fiber artist? And it's like, girl, you're a fiber artist. And I was like, no, that just feels really disingenuous because there are so many other people that are like crochet artists. And I was like, no, or fiber artists. And I was like, no, you're a fiber artist. You can call yourself that because the things that you think about when it comes to textiles and creating, you know, fabrics and fiber and so on and so forth, is something that you don't necessarily see. And you are doing this thing. You create this thing, therefore you are that, you know, you are a creator of said thing. So I don't want to struggle with naming what I am, even though that's not the completion of my identities. But I am a fiber artist. I am a designer. I am an artist. I am a creator. Which is funny because creator from the creator has been my tagline on Instagram for years. And I don't think I'm going to change it. What else? I also have goals of, speaking of exploration, of creating some new hobbies. Do I need more hobbies? Probably not. Probably not. But I've really been wanting to get into ceramics and pottery. Something I've been wanting to do since I was a kid. Had an opportunity to take ceramics class. Well, it was offered. I didn't really have the opportunity because I was taking so many classes when I was younger. And I remember my parents got me a pottery, those little pottery wheel toys from back in the day, but I loved that. And I didn't really branch off into 3D sculptures the way that I flocked to 2D rendering. And I mean, I guess I don't really know if you can call fashion. Fashion is a 3D object from a 2D. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. But I've never manipulated earth like that with my hands. Outside of like playing in the mud when I was a kid. And I really want to get into it. And so I just have to find a place that has, well, a studio that has open slots. So there's that. What else? I also want to maintain consistency because, you know, I want to maintain consistency. Sometimes I struggle with it. Sometimes I don't struggle with it. I'm inconsistent about consistency. But there are times where I'll do something for 6 months. And then a life event will happen. And then I don't get back into it. And I want to be able to bounce back and say, hey, okay. Because I've moved. Because this thing has happened. Because that thing has happened. Let me find the thing. Let me find an equivalent to the thing that I was doing at this place or that place. And so I would really like to get back into that. Last year, speaking of my original statement when I said starting where you are, when you are, I think I started working out in February or March, and I was so consistent up until the point that I moved, and that saddened me. And then I would sporadically go and lift weights, which is crazy because I have an entire squat rack in my backyard, And I was like, no, I don't really want to do that. And I would just be inconsistent to this point. And I don't want to do that anymore. I think about all of the equipment that I have amassed to help me on this journey, and then I just tuck it away. And of course, with tucking it away, you get out of sight, out of mind. So you don't ever think about it unless you go into that closet or you brush past this thing. So putting things in the way that I have to intentionally see them so that I can be like, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that. Much like I do with my crochet. I've got on my nightstand, I have my crochet hooks, about two or three of them, because I'm working on several projects. Shh, don't judge me. But I have it right next to my bed, just like the book that I'm reading or the books that I'm reading, so I can pick them up when I get an idle time, you know, when I get some downtime. I want to let my guard down when it comes to the work that I produce and the work that I share. I convince myself to put my art online even more. I don't think I've shared much of my art since, like, heck, I don't know, 2015, 2016. And I think that if I produce art, or if I display my art, it doesn't necessarily have to go on my quote-unquote style. I don't necessarily have an established art style. I just draw. I just paint. I just, you know, I create based on whatever. And, like, right now, I'm really into, like, 80s anime. So, I've been working on, randomly, in the middle of the night, last night, I started working on this painting. And I'm really fond of it. And it uses colors that I typically don't use. I don't use a lot of pastels. And this is all like lavender and lilac and sky blue and baby pink. And I'm in love. I am absolutely in love. But like, that's part of the exploration that I think will help get me out of a rut, is to do something that I don't conform to typically. And then that will open the door for me to draw more, to think more, to brainstorm and come up with different patch ideas. And a win-win for me, that's a win-win. So my ultimate goal that I think is to just be fully myself, kill the vainglory of like self-denial and martyring myself. Like, I'm not in school anymore. I don't have to sacrifice my creativity for something else. I don't have to sacrifice my creativity for grades. Who's grading me? Who's grading me? I don't want to play small. I don't want to hide who I am. I just want to be present in the moment with what I do. I want to accept the fact that I create things and I like creating things. That's what I was born to do. There's no shame in being a creator, an artist, a designer, though it may not be what other people, you know, have an idea of as they think about you. Funny story. Talking about that, we went hiking, and one of the hosts at the campsite said something along the lines that kind of just irked me when we were discussing some things. And that person said, they asked me what I did, and I was like, hey, I literally just finished my doctorate. And they were like, oh, okay, well, in what? And I told them, and it was just like a snide comment that came out. I was like, oh, I didn't even know you could get a doctorate in that. And I was just like, why wouldn't you be able to? There have been some crazy things that people have gotten doctorates in. It's just like, it doesn't matter if you have the tenacity and the wherewithal to do it, you will find a way. And I just felt like that was so judgy, the way that it came off. And I disregarded it, and I was like, you know what, whatever. Me doing this very difficult thing during a pandemic, while parenting, while, you know, doing everything else, has got to be, It was a difficult task, and it's something to be proud of that I completed. I didn't let it beat me, because I've seen so many people that have just tanked or just couldn't get the support that I forced people to give me. So I don't know. I don't want to hold on to that experience of someone coming off judgy about what I do. I don't think that's going to benefit me at all. So yeah, I am choosing myself in this, and I'm choosing to grow, and I am choosing to be as creative as humanly possible for me as I embark on this new year. And I don't want myself to hold me back. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day, and until next time, bye.